My name is Marilyn Peters, and today, October 7, 1985, I am interviewing Mrs. Brenda Bartley Nutt in connection with the St. Catherine College Oral History Project. Brenda owns and operates a beef cattle farm in the St. Rose area of Washington County. Brenda runs her farm with the help of her children and a foreman, Mr. Mike Mackin, and his family. Brenda is a widow and has four children, Missy, age 14, Laura, age 12, Bobby, age 9, Kim, age 7, and she is affiliated with FHA, St. Rose Catholic Church, St. Dominic's School, the Dyslexia Clinic in Springfield. She also works with the program out of U of K and works with the County Extension Agency. Brenda, when and where were you born?
I was born in Marion County, January 15, 1949.
I understand you grew up on a farm. Describe the farm that you grew up on and where it was at.
My parents and I lived on a 150-acre farm in Washington County. It's a dairy farm. We had tobacco and some corn. And I lived there until I graduated from high school.
Describe your family, your brothers and sisters.
Well, I have five brothers and two sisters. I have two brothers that are still in dairy farming in the Short Creek area. And I have two sisters that are married, and they live in Mobile. My other brothers are still young enough yet where they haven't sat on their careers, but I think they're leaning toward public work.
Your family farm was probably before mechanization. Can you describe a little bit of the operation as opposed to how a dairy is run now?
Well, we operated on grade C dairy at the time I was living home, and that I don't think it's any longer. They don't sell milk on a grade C basis anymore, I don't believe. We didn't have a silo at the time, so all the feeding was done by hand. The milking was done with the, it was not an automatic milking system. It was all done partially by hand. So it's changed quite a bit. You know, the milking situation's changed quite a bit since then.
Are your brothers' dairies, are they a large operation?
Yes, they have a larger operation than they did when they were growing up. And it is on a grade A basis now. And theirs is a system where it's very mechanized compared to what they were used to when they were growing up.
How long have your parents farmed there?
All their lives.
Do they still farm?
My mother and dad does, and I have a younger brother that is helping them on the farm. My father isn't able to because of his heart condition, but they love the farm. They're still living there.
Did you work to a large extent out on the farm when you were at home, or were you in the house?
No, after my father had heart trouble, the children had to take over the farm chores. We handled hay, worked in the tobacco, and of course my brother's done the milking, and the girls didn't have to take care of that. Mm-hmm.
Did your grandparents farm?
Yes.
Was there a long line of farmers in your family, grandparents before that?
I believe so. From what I have been told, we've all family has been mostly farmers.
What do you remember about your grandparents' farm?
It's real close to me, the original farm. A young couple lives on it now. They don't farm it, it's just a house and lot now. The farm has been sold off. And other people are farming it. But I can't remember a whole lot about my grandparents' farm because they died when I was very young and the farm was sold.
Mm-hmm. I understand before your marriage you worked in Mobile. Can you describe the work in Mobile?
I worked for South Central Bell on 6th and Chestnut. I was a secretary receptionist in the personnel office.
When did you get married?
Got married May 22nd, 1970.
Did you work in Louisville after that, or did you start?
Until my first child was born, I worked in Louisville. Missy was born March 30th, 1971.
When did you begin farming, and where?
After my first child was born, we moved out to a small, I believe it's a 10-acre farm on Kingland Drive. And my husband worked at Ford Motor Company at the time, so he had a small farm and continued to that. Worked it over. It was in pretty bad shape when we bought it. We spent a lot of our time working farming.
Did you begin with beef cattle, or did you begin with another livestock market?
We had beef calves. We had about 10 heifers. That's how we started beef food.
Mm-hmm. What problems did you encounter when you first began your operation?
Not a whole lot. We were young and enthusiastic at the time, we only had the 10 small cattle to take care of, so that wasn't a chore, really. We enjoyed what we were doing. You know, we didn't have a lot of time because my husband did work, and what work was to be done, I found, you know, while he was at work.
How many children did you have when you began farming?
I had two. My second daughter was born when we moved to the farm down in Alabama.
When you were pregnant, how did your work all change out on the farm?
Not a whole lot. Basically did the same thing that I did when I was pregnant. When I wasn't pregnant, that I did when I was pregnant. Didn't tell them a lot.
Describe your first operation in as much detail as possible. I know you've done quite a bit.
Most of the work, when we first bought the farm that we have now, we bought it in 1973. We moved here in May of 1973. The farm was in need of, it had grown up quite a bit. It hadn't been farmed a whole lot. The farmers that had it before us used it mainly for pasturing cattle. We did not profit very much at all. There was never any corn grown on it before we acquired the farm. And he never raised any hogs here. So it was mostly just the pasture farm. The farm used for pasturing cattle.
How has your farm grown in size and acreage and herd size since your first farm?
We acquired approximately 40 head of beef cattle when we first moved here. We also traded some alfalfa hay for our first sows. We had 3 sows. We traded some alfalfa hay for our sows, and how we got into our hog operation we now have.
What about acreage wise?
We basically have, when we first moved here, we only had 185 acres. Approximately 2 to 3 years after we moved here, we acquired another farm that has 97 acres that joins us. So we now have 285 acres.
When did Bobby die?
Bobby died June 22nd, 1980.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about Bobby's death and how it affected your farm operation?
Well, at the time Bobby died, we were having some hard times here on the farm. And at the time, I knew Bobby was going through a hard time. I couldn't understand how he was feeling, though. I did not know at the time the problems that he was facing as far as not making the type of the money that we need to make it have to make our payments.
After Bobby's death, how did your operation change? I realize that probably made more responsibilities for you, not only with the family, but with the farm.
Yes, it changed quite a bit for me in that it gave me more responsibility. I really thought I had a lot of responsibility before my husband died, but I didn't realize how much I was going to have until after he did die. And I always said that I never realized before my husband died what he had to deal with, and I do now. It was quite a bit more than I had dealt with before he died.
Describe your family today, your children, as individuals.
Well, my oldest daughter is Missy. I've taught them all to be responsible, and they can care for themselves very well. They've had to. Since my husband died, they were all very young at the time, and that with his death, I was outside a lot more often than I was before he died. So that left them with the responsibilities of taking care of themselves a lot more and learning to do things that they didn't know them before.
Can you describe what you see as maybe Missy's role, some of her goals, and your other children's goals and goals and in the family?
Well, Missy near has keeps telling me that she hasn't decided what she wants to be yet. She's a freshman in high school yet. So asked me one day when I decided what I was going to be. And I told her I thought it was the junior in high school before I really knew. Like I said, she has plenty of time not to worry about it. My second daughter, Laura, she loves animals here on the farm, and she said that she'd like to be a veterinarian, but I don't know if she'll follow through with that or not. Bobby, my little boy, he loves farming, and he's still young yet, where he doesn't really know what he wants to be when he grows up, I don't think, but he does enjoy farming. And Kimberly, she's my youngest. She doesn't state her preference one way or the other right now.
You said Laura works with the animals on the farm. I understand Laura also takes care of the calves down here.
Yes, we had 10 calves, the baby calves we brought in this summer, and I told the children that they could take the responsibility of caring for them. Well, Laura ended up with the responsibility. She loves taking care of animals, so she took care of the 10 calves and raised them all summer. They all have names, and she watches them like a mother hen and done a real, real good job with them.
I think they're called now, locally, Laura's babies.
Yeah, that's what they are.
What roles do your children play in the farm? What chores do you expect each child to do?
Well, just this weekend, we have brought in some cattle to start on our feedlot operation, and they had help in the vaccination of these cattle and working with these cattle to get them in here. They have been helping me with doing some fencing this past weekend, and just about anything that I have to help with on the farm, they are willing to help me, and they do most of the time.
How did the roles change after Bobby's death? I'm sure they had more responsibility. For instance, the girls' roles, how did they change after Bobby's death?
Well, I had to teach the girls how to cook, because I was out of the house so much, I couldn't be in and have the meals prepared, so I had to teach the girls to cook, which they have learned to do. They do a real, real good job. Bobby has had to learn to help me with a lot of things that I do on the farm, whereas he didn't before have to do that much because he's so young. The older they're getting, the more responsibility they're taking on, the more work they're doing.
I know you're very proud of them.
Yes, I am.
As a woman farmer, alone, working in the farm, what types of problems do you think you encounter that a man wouldn't have to work through?
I think a woman has to prove herself a lot more than a man does. It's just accepted that a man in farming knows what he's doing. But I think a woman has to show that she is capable of doing the work that she wants to do, and she has to prove that to any man that she's dealing with.
Have you had to deal with a lot of maybe chauvinistic remarks?
Most remarks I have had made to me are in respect that I shouldn't be farming, that it's not a woman's job, that I'm not able to do it because I am a woman. That is basically what I have to deal with.
Have you had a lot of problems, like when you go in to order parts or something, someone thinking you're not knowing what you're talking about?
No, the people that I deal with around here know. I worked with them before my husband died, having to get parts for him. and having to run errands for him at the time before he died. So I basically knew what I needed when I went to town to get parts, and the people that I worked, dealt with knew that about me before he died. So it wasn't any problem after he died.
What are your major problems today as you see them?
Money. That's my major problem. My operation hasn't changed a whole lot. It's the fact that the products that I sell, the meat, the hogs, the cattle that I sell, the crops that I sell, I'm not getting out of them what I have into them. I'm just barely breaking even. Sometimes I'm not doing that. That's my major problem right now.
What other crops and markets do you produce?
We, of course, have our tobacco we raise every year. I have to lease so much tobacco every year, aside from the poundage that I have here on the farm. We raise enough corn to fill our silo every year, plus hopefully have enough left where we can have some grain that I use during the year to feed my calves and hogs. And then we have been producing trinicala and some wheat. And of course I crop soybeans this year. We double crop most of the time.
What about your hog market you mentioned as well?
I did have 20 sows, but I have cut my hog operation down because I am not making any money on my hog operation right now. So I did cut it down. I only have 6 sows right now.
How much tobacco do you produce?
We generally raise between 7 and 8 acres.
What role do the other crops play in your operation?
Well, we try to grow enough corn to meet my cattle needs during the year. We try to keep enough hay on hand where we don't have to buy any hay. The wheat we sell as a cash crop, and the soybeans also is used as a cash crop to help our cash flow during the year.
You also have some horses. Are they mainly pleasure, or do you look and sell colts?
Well, we do have horses. They're mainly pleasure. I have another mare here, but I have had a lot of luck with her and colts, but they're mainly pleasure.
You work with FHA. Can you describe what role FHA plays in your farm?
Well, I have my loan through FHA for the farm. So we work with each other at least twice a year to get a better understanding of my operation and how my cash flow is going to be determined throughout the year and how I'm going to farm.
What do you look for in the breeding phase of your operation?
I think the most important part of a breeding, of your breeding phase is the bull. If you have a dairy operation, it's a bull. If you have a beef operation, I think the bull plays a major part. Or if you have a hog operation, the bull plays a major part in your breeding of your herd. You have to have a good bull or a good breeding stock in order to have a good herd.
Do you study the lines closely before you make a choice on your bull or your bull for your breeding operation?
You have to have a certain knowledge of what type of herd you want. And
what type of bulls do you breed on your farm?
We have currently 3 Simmental bulls. One of them I purchased through the University of Kentucky. That we were breeding those 2 mixed cows and Angus cows. I'm doing that to try to get a better weight gain with my calves and try to get a cranial calf when I need them. That's the purpose of having a Simmental bull with my herd.
Do you ever use artificial insemination?
No, I've never used artificial insemination.
What impact has mechanization made on your farm?
It has helped make farming a lot easier, but I haven't done that much mechanization since my husband died. Most of the equipment and plans for this farm were made at the time of his death, so I really haven't increased that part of my farm that much.
What equipment do you own right now?
Well, I have a 285 tractor, a 275 tractor, and a 245 tractor. I have silage equipment and the standard equipment that most farmers have to have in order to operate a farm. That's a mower, rake, baler, disc, plows, just basically, you know, about every type of equipment that a farmer needs to operate on.
What are these equipment do you operate yourself?
I can operate just about every one of them. I have not done any load bearing to any degree. I have used a square barrel, but I have not done any load bearing. All the other equipment I operate and use.
What equipment is most important to you?
Well, it all has some importance to a farmer. I can't operate without the tractors, and I can't operate without a disc and plow, so it all has some importance to a farmer, each piece of equipment a farmer has.
Is there any equipment that you would particularly like to add if possible?
Not at this time, I don't think. I can't think of any.
What improvements have you made in the health and feeding practices?
Well, I have a better vaccination program now than I used to. And I work with the University of Kentucky on a feeding program for my cattle, trying to get a better weight gain on my calves, because I haven't been satisfied with the weight gain I had on my calves. And we are working with them currently on a herd health program with my cow herd. So I'm hoping that's going to help my operation some.
Can you describe the program that you're working with through the University of Kentucky?
Well, they're trying to get me to keep a better record system on my cattle and to have a closer calving season and to vaccinate, worm, and check my cattle at least twice a year so that they will raise better calves and I can keep a closer watch on my herd and know more about my herd if possible.
What sort of immunizations do you have to work with your beef cattle?
Well, Dr. John Johns is the veterinarian that I'm working with from the University of Kentucky. He has found that a lot of the herds in Kentucky have lepto and haemophilus, which affect the breeding ability of the cows to a great extent. That's what I have. I have the haemophilus in my herd, which I'm going to vaccinate for this year to try to help my cows to breed back faster and produce healthier calves. We are vaccinating all of my cows and calves for lepto, IBR and BVD. And my cows will be vaccinated for lepto, and so will my bulls. And the whole herd will be vaccinated for haemophilus. And then we will worm the cattle, and this fall they will be deloused and grub were used. And then I tag each of the cows and calves so I can identify them when I'm out in the field with them.
What effect has bringing other cattle in from other markets had on your herd?
Well, you have to be very careful when you're bringing another cattle in, because most of the time these cattle are from different farms. They are run through stockyards a lot of times. So you're taking a chance of bringing in disease from someone else's farm to your farm, which has happened to me on occasion. So you have to be very careful, and since you bring these cattle in, they do have to be vaccinated for certain diseases to keep them from happening.
What type of diseases have been brought into your herd?
I have had bloody dysentery brought in here from the stockyards. I do not have IBR and DVD. That was brought in from the stockyards also. I do not have to vaccinate every year for that because it was brought in here. Of course, whenever you're bringing cattle in from anywhere, you always have to worry about shipping fever. That's a common sickness that most cattle get when they're being moved from one place to the other.
What about your hogs? Do you have to do a similar type of vaccination with hogs?
I haven't. I had too much trouble with my hogs because I do not bring any hogs in to my farm. What hogs I have here, I have raised here, and they are basically unhealthy hogs. I don't have to worry too much about bringing anything in as far as diseases on the hog operation.
You work some with the county extension agency. What programs are offered through the county extension agency?
Well, there are several programs that the agency has to offer farmers. I'm sure I don't take advantage of all of them. I am working, do work with the county extension agent on soil tests, and Coach Rick is working with me on this herd health program through the University of Kentucky. I work with Rick on seeding practices and knowing exactly what type of fertilizer to use on certain ground on my farm. And he's available to help you with just about anything you need. If he doesn't know, he'll find out for you.
You work a great deal with church groups and education. How do you feel this ties in with your family and farm?
In a community as small as mine, I think in order for everyone to have an understanding of each other's problem, it is best to work with each other. Being a small community, everyone is aware of the problem that the farmers are having in this community.
What about your farm? Church work. Do you feel like your faith has helped you in your farming?
To a certain extent it has, but when it comes down to it, I have to say that after my accident, it definitely it was a factor in my getting back to working on the farm.
You had an accident last year. Would you mind to describe the accident you had?
I had a tractor. I had an accident with my tractor and mower conditioner. I had finished mowing hay. It was on a Wednesday afternoon, about 8:30 at night. I had just finished mowing hay and was going around the field when the door on my mower conditioner come open. And I got off the tractor to check it out, and when I did, I evidently didn't lock the brake good on my tractor. Also left the PTO running, and evidently it was just enough to jar the brake loose on the tractor. So it started down a hill, and I, out of just normal reaction, went to get on the tractor. When I did, the mower conditioner hit me in the back, resulting in I lost my left kidney. And I had some problems with my pancreas and spleen because of it for about a year afterwards.
What effect did your accident have on the community, do you think?
Well, I think it made people realize that accidents do happen, and this one was certainly close to home, and it definitely made me more cautious around machinery and made me more aware of how dangerous machinery really is.
How did the community react in helping you through this?
Well, at the time of my accident, which was in May, we were right at the time when we were...
telling me about how the community helped after your accident. Would you please continue with that?
Yes, I was in the hospital for 16 days, and of course one of the biggest worries I had at the time was how my crops were going to be planted and what I was going to do, and my neighbors and the man, Mr. Mackin, that works on my farm, they took care of all that for me. They come in and set my tobacco and planted it, and Mr. Mackin got all my corn planted for me, and everything was taken care of. I was not able to do it myself.
What effect did your accident have on your family, your children, really close to you?
Well, I think for a while that my children didn't think I was coming home. I developed pancreatitis in the hospital, and I was in Louisville where they couldn't come and see me. I think it made them appreciate me a little bit more, and it certainly made me appreciate my children more, and made me know that even as well as you think things may be going, that something happened so quickly and so fast that it can cause everyone to be in an upheaval for quite some time.
How did your parents and brothers and sisters react to your accident?
They were very concerned about what happened to me, but I did not, was not able to rely on them to help me. They have farms of their own, and they were busy at the time, and so I relied on Mike and Sheila, the family lives on my other farm, they helped me out. And of course my neighbors around here.
How did it change your outlook toward the farm, toward the machinery?
I'm a lot more careful now than I was at that time. I had always said to myself, I've worked around machinery all my life and nothing had ever happened to me seriously. But that day it did for some reason, and maybe it was to make me more cautious and think about what I was doing a little bit more when I'm working with machinery.
Are you now afraid to allow your children on the machinery?
Yes, I am very cautious about letting my children on the machinery, even though they want to caution them that it's nothing to be played around. It is dangerous. And I think they realized that because of our accident.
What impact did your accident have on the farm last year?
Well, I was not able to help with anything around here for almost a year. So that left the children and Mr. Mackin to do most of the work on the farm for me. So it made it very difficult for them because I was not able to help.
Did it hurt you economically?
Yes. It did keep me from... I had a hard labor to come in and do the work that I normally did, and it did hurt me in that respect.
This year, you lost a crop. Can you describe...
Well, this year we had 8.5 acres of tobacco out. It was the first year that I had... My tobacco was really looking good. We had had a drought one year that caused our tobacco to look very poorly. But this year our tobacco really looked good, and we had harvested 4 acres of it. And then the hail hit the other 4.5 acres that we still had out and just completely destroyed it. So that's going to hurt me this year as far as my income, because I'm going to lose between $7,000 and $8,000 because of it. Not counting the work and the materials that I had in the 4.5 acres.
Will the insurance that you have on your crops cover any of your loss?
I have federal crop insurance, which will cover, I think, approximately 65% of what I lost. That definitely is not 100% of it, but it will cover a portion of it.
How has this affected your farm and you this year?
Well, when my tobacco was destroyed by the hail, I was devastated. For about a week, I didn't want much to do with farming, but you gradually realize that feeling like that doesn't help matters any. You have to keep going, and that's what I did. I disked the tobacco under and harvested what I could, and we now have it reseeded for a cover crop.
How will the loss of the price support system affect your operation?
I really can't say for sure right now. I would say that it wouldn't help it any at all. We do depend on the price support to have a certain amount of income at the end of the year. Without that, we're not sure of our income. So I would say that it would help hurt me in that respect.
Have government policies had an impact on your operation in the last several years?
My operation, not being any larger than it does, is not affected a whole lot by the government policies, but every farmer is affected to a certain degree by what the government does as far as your farm programs.
Have there been any new regulations or regulations that have passed since you have been in farming that have made things more complicated or better for your farm?
Well, we are now having to vaccinate all our heifers that we have on the farm. This is to help stamp out the brucellosis that is in the state. This is a good practice, but it does put pressure on farmers to get this done during the year when they don't have so much other farm work that they have to do.
Do you feel that it is possible for the small farmer to compete against the large one today?
I really don't think so.
Why?
Because the small farmer is not capable of the cash flow that a large farmer is capable of.
What phase of farming would you like to know more about?
I would say machinery repair. I would like to know more about repairing machinery. I have done some, but nothing major. I would like to know more about that.
How would this help your operation?
Well, when I have a breakdown, I could work on it to some extent myself, rather than have someone else come in here to work on it or have to take it to town to have it worked on.
Do you think your children want to turn into the farm business?
I really can't say for sure right now. The way I feel, I'm hoping they don't. Knowing the farm situation the way it is now, I would rather see them enter into some other field.
What do you see in the future for your farm?
Right now, I'm just trying to struggle by each year to make my payments and hold on to the farm. So I really can't, I really don't see anything that far ahead right now.
If you had it to do over again, would you have continued with the farm after father's death?
That's a hard question to answer. I love farming. I love working on the farm. I love raising my children on the farm. But with the economy the way it is now and the problems I'm facing because of the money situation, I don't know that I would still be farming right now if I knew then what I know now.
In conclusion, can you tell me what you see as a future for farms in general, small farmers or large farmers either?
I think they're going to have to get a better program for farmers, something that's fair to all farmers. The way things are set up now, some farmers reap all the benefits from the government programs, while other farmers don't get anything from the programs because of certain circumstances or the way they're certified. I think the import and export market is definitely going to have to change in order to help the American farmer. I think that would make a big difference. And I think if people would realize, excuse me, that how important the farmer is and that they aren't really making that much money and try to support them better, that maybe that might make a difference.
Do you think that the thing like the Farm Aid has helped drawing recognition to the farmers?
I think it's definitely made people more aware of the problems that farmers are having. And I think it was a good cause. And I'm hoping that we'll have more attention brought to the farmers' problem because of it.
Thank you.
think the most important